The story of the teenage renegade misfit doesn't always include the wild antics of your Ferris Buellers or the fast times at your Ridgemont Highs. Sometimes it's a quiet rebellion.
Terry Thompson. I had hoped we wouldn't have to meet like this.
Do you know all the students' names?
No, it wouldn't be possible for me to know all the students' names.
I mean, how do you know mine?
Well, there's two groups of kids who stand out here. Okay? There's the good-hearted kids, and there's the bad-hearted kids.
And which one am I?
The soft-spoken but powerful movie Terry opens today. It's the story of an overweight, introverted adolescent who has some unusual hobbies and likes wearing his comfortable pajamas to school. When his high school vice principal, Mr. Fitzgerald, takes him under his wing, we learn more about both Terry's vulnerabilities and Mr. Fitzgerald's. Terry is played by newcomer Jacob Wysocki, and Mr. Fitzgerald is played by veteran Broadway actor and Oscar-nominated film star John C. Reilly. Both joined us in the studio a while back. Jacob Wysocki believes his character, Terry, comes of age while learning some tough lessons about duty and the cruelty of kids.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a big light on how mean people can be and how people have to deal with that in different aspects of their life.
And it's something that people really connect to, mean kids in school. You're the principal.
Yes, the vice principal and the guidance counselor, which is an odd combination. He's in charge of discipline, and he's the person you go to if you have a problem. And he comes off very confident and formal and like a straight shooter, like he's got some answers for these kids in the beginning. And as they get closer, you realize he's coming apart at the seams on the inside, and he's having kind of an existential crisis. And what I really love about our relationship in the movie is that they end up really telling the truth to each other. You know, they respect each other enough to be honest with each other.
You know, honesty and connection is not something you necessarily associate with a assistant principal and a high school kid, that's for sure. I mean, the other theme in this movie, it seems to me, is duty. I mean, the whole backstory of Terry's character is his duty, whether, you know, welcome or not, to the man that you live with. Describe that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, Terry is taking care of his uncle, who's kind of just slipping away from reality, and, you know, he gets further and further away. But there are these moments where he's, you know, conscious, and you get to see that in the movie, and you can see the polar opposites of this man that is smart and then how he's just drifting away, and it's Terry's job to care after him and, you know, make sure that everything's okay and not let him burn the house down.
Your character is truly amazing. I mean, they have no movie without you in this. I have to say, I mean, with all due respect to John C. Reilly, I mean, if you don't make this believable, walking around in pajamas, you know, the whole thing with the mouse traps. I mean, if you don't make this believable, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it was a tall order. I mean, it was my first feature, so I was very nervous. I mean, it's a lot. Terry's in every scene of the movie, so it was a tall order.
How did he handle it, John C. Reilly?
With a lot of grace, I have to say. Jacob has a nice, quiet confidence to him, and you know, he has a background in improvisational theater and, you know, sketch comedy stuff. So I think that served him really well. We have that in common. We both like to improvise, even though we didn't really do too much dialogue improvisation in the film. That sense of give and take really worked, and yeah, I thought he did a great job. I think you got a bright future, kid.
Thanks, man.
You got a future, kid, yeah. There's also a quality, I mean, because your face is so well known and your comedic work in with, you know, Will Ferrell and others, mm-hmm. Might cause one to believe that we're on the verge of something completely insane. And I'm wondering if that gets in the way when you're acting, or if that's a help.
It doesn't get in my way. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get in the audience's way. I think, that said, the movie has a lot of laughs.
It is
a pretty funny movie, but it's never at the expense of the honesty of the characters, or, you know, it never at the expense of the reality of the situation that we're trying to present. I think people at this point are used to me switching it up. You know, I did a lot of big mainstream comedies there for a couple of years, and now I have a bunch of sort of independent films coming out, and I'm sure next year it'll be something else. So if anything, that's the guiding principle in my career, is to just have as much variety as possible so people are surprised when they sit down to watch me in something.
As a final question, What do you say in the movie? There's the good hearts and the bad hearts. Which are you two?
I'd like to think that I'm a good heart.
And I guess probably most weekends you're a good heart, John C. Reilly.
I don't think I would be doing what I would do for a living if I wasn't a good heart.
Yeah.
Bringing stories to people and inhabiting characters to illuminate the human condition. I think I'd be making a lot more money and causing a lot more suffering if I was a bad heart.
Yeah.
John C. Reilly and Jacob Waisaki star in the movie Terry. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
A couple of good hearts there. One of the movies out this holiday weekend, Terry, and you can find out about the rest of the offerings by heading to our site and getting our podcast Movie Date with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. They have one surprising pick for you to see. Find out by heading to thetakeaway.org and clicking on podcast.